shortly after the merger of the two universities, UMIST and the Victorian University, when he gave a very sort of inspirational speech about what the universities could do in the context of Northwest England and the Manchester City region. And the emphasis there was very much on something which, in a way, he missed out from his list of general purpose technologies. We had the wheel, and we had the brain, and we had the three-masted ship, and we had the motor car, and we had cyberspace, but we didn't have the city. And the city is one of the oldest GPTs. And like many GPTs, it has to be continually reinvented. It's not a once-for-all thing. The city is a project you have to continually remake. Cities grow physically, but they're both a social construct as well as a physical reality. And the institutional city has to be constantly recalibrated with the emerging physical reality of the city and the city region. And when Will Hutton came 6 years ago, he talked about the Koch report, which many of you may have forgotten, that this was the report on European competitiveness by Premier Wim Koch, which is a very important document, which said, and it put Europe between America and Southeast Asia, and said the only way we can compete is through our great metropolitan centres. They are the motors by which agglomeration economies are generated, out of which knowledge transfer and knowledge interaction occurs, and that is our only competitive card. It was a very powerful argument, and it had it was one of the factors that had quite an effect 6 years ago, and in a way it was the beginning of the story of our title. Because when we sat down to plan this seminar, we did say not what's next for Manchester, but what's next for the Manchester City region. Funny phrase, but nevertheless, the idea of the Manchester City region came directly out of that discussion 6 years ago of the Koch report. The government set up an interministerial working group called Cities, Regions and Competitiveness, which invited cities and the adjacent authorities to come together in writing manifestos. And that process, led by a very long and tortuous chain of proposals and counter-proposals, and Stockport being out and Stockport coming in, and Congleton being in and then dropping out, and Warrington being in and then disappearing off the screen. So what we've actually got now is a project of the players, the municipal players, coming together, thinking how can they gear themselves up for this agenda, the agenda that Will Hutton was talking about. And I think, you know, the fact is that we, the city, is a very important general purpose technology that has to be reinvented and is currently not fit for purpose, because how can we talk about Manchester if in fact we're talking about 10 competing separate boroughs which only come together to run rather inadequately the bus system. So there is definitely scope, and the point about it is that only 2 weeks ago, finally, everybody signed on the line, and there now is an agreement among all the political leadership in Manchester to come together to create a partnership which will take powers by agreement from government in transport and in the economy and in housing, and most importantly, in this draft agreement, which will have to go through Parliament and be approved, but nevertheless, it's there. And the Conservatives haven't said they won't pursue it, and they've given Stockport and Bury the green light to go ahead and sign. So the chance is it will happen. And the Labour manifesto yesterday included a very small offer that if Labour is re-elected, there would then be a referendum on an elected mayor for this new emerging partnership. So it is an interesting time in which Greater Manchester, the conurbation, the entity of 2.5 million or 3 million, which is really the objective Manchester, in all its pluralism and diversity and distinction of, in, you know, of individuality between the parts. Nevertheless, the whole exists, and it is the whole that has to do the things that Will Hutton was talking about. So that's the challenge. Nothing will happen until the target date is April the 1st, 2011. And we're blessed now, though he's not in the audience tonight, by having, once again in Manchester, a really first-rate political journalist who's following this day by day, as Peter Hetherington used to follow it in The Guardian, and that for those of you with long memories, as Derek Senior used to follow it back in the 1960s, a thoroughly switched-on modern journalist who not only writes in the paper, but also does a blog, and if you're really keen to follow the moves on a, you know, every 5 minute basis, you can join his tweets. So this is the unfolding institutional background of the, what does he call it? The architecture of innovation. It's not just businessmen talking to inventors. It's also the municipal underpinning, the infrastructure, the capacity collectively, politically, as a community, a political community, to respond to these challenges, which can only be done through democratically elected local government. And that process is set in train. So what we're going to do for the next half of this evening's discussion is talk about a number of these challenges, of which the first, in which Alan's going to kick off, is of course the economy.